News Talk 1620, WTAW, College Station's new fire chief, Jonathan McMahon's been technically on the job since Monday, but today was the day that he was officially sworn into the position. Had an opportunity, along with other reporters, to visit with College Station's new fire chief before today's ceremony.
I started in the fire service in 1989 here in Texas in Hunt County, and I've been in Oregon, and I've been in Arizona, and I've been in Arizona for the last, since 2003, I've been at the same department in Arizona. Started there as a firefighter and went through every rank all the way to fire chief.
Describe your position that you're leaving to come here.
The fire chief position in Arizona consisted of an 8-station fire department with an attached EMS department with it. We had about 35 ambulances on per day. About 425 employees in Tucson.
And it was, the title is Rural Fire Department?
Rural Metro Fire Department.
So if you can describe what Rural Metro is and compare and contrast that to College Station.
Rural Metro is a county fire department that operates in the suburban area around Tucson, Arizona, in that location.
So there's going to be a lot of similarities to College Station.
The area that I served for population there for fire protection was about 255,000 people, and the area that we served for EMS was close to 1 million. But the similarities are that the University of Arizona, which is a one of the three major universities in Arizona, is in Tucson, Arizona. So my organization supplied medical response for all of the university events, such as football games, basketball games, track and field, baseball, softball. And we also had many spread out campuses around the area.
Again, much like what you're seeing here at Texas A&M.
It's very much identical. Texas A&M is obviously a bigger school. The University of Arizona has 45 or 48,000 students, something like that. And Texas A&M has a lot more, not only students, but geography. This campus is really sprawled around the area. So
walk us through the chronology of when you first found out about the opening here and walk us through the process.
I want to say that I found out about this position maybe in October, September or October of last year. And then the process just starts where the executive search firm that the city hired, you fill out an application, and then you do an interview, a preliminary interview with the person in charge of the search. Then there was another interview. Then there was another interview. Then there was an interview with the city manager, the deputy or assistant city manager, and the HR team on the phone. And then they went back and took the results from that and picked who they wanted for finalists. And then we came here for a tour of the city and several interviews here at the city.
You were in Arizona for more than 10 years. What was your interest in leaving Tucson then?
Well, here I don't have to have a accent-canceling mic when I speak because everybody can understand me. I'm fifth-generation Texan, so I just wanted to come home. This is home. Texas is home, and Texas A&M University and the Teeks Fire School has a special place in my heart. I went to fire school there in the early 90s, and I just wanted to come back home, and I wanted to be part of the organization that supports them.
What were the questions that you were asking of the executive search firm and then later on the College Station city officials?
When you get in these positions, all the finalists they brought to town were great folks and were all credentialed, and anyone can do the job when you get to that level. It's just about fit. And I think that the questions that I had for them and for the search firm when we were starting was about fit. And does my credentials and does my background and does my work represent what College Station was looking for? And I think that it did. And I think that we were a good fit. And this is a family environment here, and I wanted to be part of a family. So I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to be the new member of their family.
How much of an opportunity did you get to meet with the rank and file during the application and search process?
When we came to College Station for the interview process locally here, we had a meet and greet event here at this station, and there were 50 or 60 members of the department here, so a third of the department was here. We spent a few hours talking to them, and even from that point, it just felt right. It was just the right fit for me, and it was the right place to be.
So what's the next week, month, year going to be like for you and for the department?
Well, I think probably the first 90 days is just, learning the lay of the land and finding out what's going on and what we need to work on. This is a internationally accredited agency. This agency stands on its own and is perfect in the eyes of the accreditation board. So they don't need me to help them climb the ladder of success. I'm just going to hold the ladder at the bottom and make sure it doesn't fall over. So we're just going to learn each other's work styles and learn the systems here, and that's what the first 90 days is going to be like, and then after that we'll reevaluate and see where we're at.
Continuing comments from College Station's new fire chief, Jonathan McMahon, answering the question, what does it feel like to be back in Texas?
Oh, for me, it's almost to the point where it's hard to talk about. It's so emotional. I'm just happy to be home, and this is when people talk like you and understand what you're saying, and our mannerisms are the same and our thoughts are the same, it's just good. It feels wholesome and it feels right.
The next question, what does Jonathan McMahon want to bring to the College Station Fire Department?
I think for me, what I want to bring to the fire department is ideas from, other areas other than just the local area. I have experience in different places in the U.S. Plus, I had the opportunity to go to Poland last fall and spend 2 weeks in Poland learning about the fire service there. And, I think when you get to travel out of your area, you learn that we're not always as good as we think we are, but we're not as bad as sometimes people think we are. And you learn other opportunities and other ways to do things. And I think it's just going to be good and to bring new ideas here and just to share them. It doesn't mean that that's what we're going to do. It just means that here's some ideas. Let's talk through it and see what we need to do.
The next question for Jonathan McMahon, what, if any, challenges he sees with the College Station Fire Department?
This city is built much like where I came from. The area is the same. Every agency in every city has its unique challenges. I mean, we had much of the same kind of research facilities that Texas A&M has in Arizona with the University of Arizona. The wildland urban interface is different out there. The wildfires are different, but I hope that I can bring some of that information here and help make their program solid and better.
Continuing comments from College Station's new fire chief, Jonathan McMahon, visiting with reporters. What, if any, contact has he had so far with the City of Brine's fire chief, as well as the volunteer fire departments and other emergency agencies around the Twin Cities and Brazos County?
With Chief McGregor from Brine, we've already started talking. We're going to have some time together next week where we can actually spend some time together. He's more worried about me being pulled a lot of different directions right now. So he's like, as soon as you have time, let's get together. And I'm more interested in pushing that forward because I want to build a strong relationship with the Brine Fire Department and all of the volunteer fire departments around here at the beginning. So that's going to be in full swing within the next week or two.
The next question of College Station's new fire chief, Jonathan McMahon. When he became a firefighter, did he expect to rise to the ranks to become a chief?
One of my mentors is the retired fire chief from Plano Fire Department in North Texas, and he met me when I was 18 years old when I was in EMT class, and I was at his department doing a ride-along. And he asked me, do you want to be a firefighter? And I said, no, I want to be the fire chief. And he said, okay, well, here's the map to get there. And he actually went to Poland with me. We're still friends to this day. So that's what I wanted to be when I was little. I always wanted to be the boss.
The next question was about the transition he and his family have had coming from Arizona to College Station.
The transition's easy. I mean, this is home for me, so this is not a culture shock for me. The only culture shock here is that humidity. My blood's a little thin being from Arizona with the The humidity there is 7 or 8% this time of year. It's a little higher here.
College Station's new fire chief, Jonathan McMahon, being asked about any difficulty getting into the Aggie culture.
No, you know, I, growing up in Texas, and I was always an Aggie supporter as a kid, my one nephew is graduating from the May School of Business this May, and his little brother is starting in September. So we're an Aggie family.
As I pointed out at the beginning, College Station's new fire chief, Jonathan McMahon, has technically been on the job since Monday. So what's happened between then and now?
We've had some meetings. Some of the meetings are just with the city, the get to know the policies, procedures, filling out all the paperwork, the meet and greets. And that, you know, that it usually takes about a month to get done with that before we can really get into the actual work for what we're going to do for the fire department, and start studying the processes for the fire department. But we've just been getting some meet and greets out of the way and learning the lay of the land.
And the last of the questions from reporters, College Station's Fire Chief Jonathan McMahon asked about his contact during the first week with firefighters in College Station.
I interact with them every day. I've been going to home about 9 o'clock every night. I leave the office and then I go see the firefighters. And that's what people have always said that they liked about my leadership style, is I like to talk to the folks in the field. And I don't ever manage my place from the glass palace. I manage it with boots on the ground, because I want to know what's going on. They're the ones doing the work, and they're the ones taking care of the EMS and fire needs in this community. So I'm just here to support them.
Comments from College Station's new fire chief, Jonathan McMahon, on the day he was officially sworn into the position, but has been on the job since Monday. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.